In your sports, Pat Johnston.
Yes.
I know that you had some notes about the Tigers making the official introduction of Scott Harris.
Yes.
The new GM yesterday. And I said going into the news, is there a better way to endear yourself to sports fans in the state of Michigan than to reference that you have a relationship with Steve Yzerman?
I don't think so.
Right away.
It's a big, strong connection.
Doesn't matter what else you say. We're going to appreciate that.
Yep.
Stevie, if it's good enough for Stevie, it's good enough for us. But he did say all the right things. I liked, because you mentioned the one of the fun things I thought he talked about was, you know, this is your team. It's you know, I'm the president, and, you know, but it's your team. You are the ones, fans, that are going to be most.
It doesn't sound like, you know what, it doesn't sound like he's going to try to rebuild.
No.
That's the one thing that I liked. It doesn't sound like he has a 5-year plan. He's not going on that. And I like that. I like that idea, that it sounds like he's going to try to find the quickest way to make them competitive.
He'll probably find out what ails them first and do a little investigation before he tries to map a plan out.
Right.
Well, he did mention, and this is what I thought was key, he mentioned three instances, a three-pronged plan, as is listed. First is to acquire and develop young players and retain them.
Right.
I think that's key for the fans. We have seen some good talent that has come, and we just have not been able to retain it. His second prong, well, get the most out of the talent.
Well, of course.
That would be nice. This is what I thought was key. And this is what I think that fans should appreciate, and as a coach, I appreciate, and I'm hoping it's something that's instrumental in all coaching. He said, we're going to focus on the strike zone.
Hey.
This way and that, in two ways. He says, the strike zone influences everything. Obviously, for pitching, you got the pitch counts and how much you can use a pitcher. It affects the quality of defense from what a pitcher is doing when you're throwing strikes. And, of course, it affects the offense. It says, it sounds simple, but if you can't dominate the strike zone on both sides of the ball. That's what he said we want to do. We want to dominate the strike zones on both sides of the ball.
Yes.
And if you listen to Dan Dickerson and Jim Price or Craig Monroe or others that fill in, Dan Petrie, they all talk about how the Tigers hitters, is just it's a contact issue in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
We swing and miss at a lot of baseballs.
Sounds like he's getting pretty involved, though, and intense in the coaching aspect of the game.
Yes. Yeah, and remember, this is just the president. He's going to hire a GM.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
To filter down to A.J. Hinch.
But he's getting right down to what's going on the ball field.
Yes.
So if he knows what he wants as a president, and it all starts at the top, as they say. But I just thought that was so key. Wow. I mean, it sounds simple. I know it sounds simple. But it's really, I mean, the teams that make the most contact and pitchers who throw the most strikes.
That's usually a good recipe.
It is. You're going to find that's and it all starts there. The pitcher's got the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, two-thirds of the game is defense. You got your regular defense and pitching. Those are two-thirds of the game. So if you don't have a good defensive start with the pitcher. Anyway, I just thought that was key. And I know I've talked about it with players and, you know, the old adage of what do you tell the kids to? Well, you throw strikes.
Yes.
What do you tell the kids to hit? You hit strikes.
Yes. And hit them where they ain't.
It's this, wee Willie Keeler. Hit them where they ain't. There you go.
Yeah.
I love it. We look forward to hearing more about Scott Harris and look forward to how the Tigers will continue to into the future. And the future has started once again now. As you said, hopefully not a rebuild, but build upon what we have now.
Yeah.
Because there is some key players that we have now.
But I do like that. I like that he has this approach to the game. And I think that it sounds like he has a plan in that way. So I like that. I like that, and that he's bringing analytics, but also, you know, baseball is baseball. And hopefully, you know, you talked about the swinging and hitting strikes, maybe base running too.
Yeah.
The Tigers are bad in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
So maybe, and I still wonder about A.J. Hinch. I don't know if he's going to come back. We don't know yet. He hasn't said he wants A.J. Hinch to stick around, has he?
Hasn't, but I'm guessing since they talked to
maybe.
I'm guessing AJ's going to hang around again.
Maybe.
Another year or two, I'm guessing, just because he still seems to have that baseball brain that the Tigers are hoping to lead into the future.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Miguel Cabrera?
That's an unknown right now.
Unknown right now.
Miguel says he wants to come back for 1 year, or
Mm-hmm. I just pay him the money and say thank you for everything.
You did a great job for us, but we get a hard company because we've got to start on the future now.
Javi Baez?
He still had some positive aspects to say about Javi. You know, yeah. Javi, if he can get turned around, can be a very exciting player.
Yeah.
And both ways, but maybe he was just caught up in the whole aspect of the Tigers' disappointing season this year.
Right.
Tigers baseball, 2023.